friends and only you just met me following the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Okay.
Hey. Guess what?
Go on, what?
I'm all in one piece now.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not pulling like I was last week.
Oh, you've got well. You're feeling a lot better now.
Yeah, I've not got my suspected urine tract infection.
You suspected what?
Something about a tractor. You've got a urinary tractor. What?
A urine retract infection.
Do we need to keep discussing this? I mean, no, we don't need to know too much info.
No.
All done.
Yeah.
Move on. So apart from that, you're all right?
Yeah.
What do you know?
Not much.
Not much?
No.
Well, this will be a good show, won't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
This will be a flyer.
Listen, I just feel, yeah, through being ill, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel that I haven't had a chance to enjoy my holiday, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Because I've been in hospital for half of it.
And but you said holiday. What holiday? Are you going somewhere? Are we having some holidays this year?
Do you know, I was just saying, what holiday?
Yeah.
Right, let me explain.
Okay.
Right. I might need a pen and paper for this.
Oh, God.
I'm joking. Every time my mum and sister go on holiday, I don't go with them.
Oh.
Oh, so it's your holiday away from them, basically.
Yeah.
But hang on, have you gone to your dad's?
Oh, no.
Well, you said to me the other day, I phoned you, said you're at your dad's. He's found his dad.
He actually found him.
He was only at the bottom of the street.
Did you ask him what he did as a blue coat or red coat or whatever
it's,
it was?
It's funny you should mention that.
Right.
Because my phone rang and it was you and I answered the phone and I went, "Hello, Battersea Dogs Home." And Marie went, "Who's that?" And he went, "It's Kevin Orchard." So he knew who it was.
By the way, how you answered the phone.
Yeah.
So explain the holiday. Go back to that. Where did he go? Where did he send you?
No, I go to my Auntie Dawn's.
Right.
You know, for a length of time while they're on holiday.
Right.
Yeah.
So your mum's on holiday.
I don't
like Auntie Dawn's.
Yeah.
Cool. Where's your mum gone, by the way?
Tunisia. Yeah.
Right. Nice.
Yeah.
So I have some in it. Do you have a holiday coming up, Andrew? Are you doing anything?
I never go on holiday.
Do you know? Why not?
I don't know, really. I used to love it when I was younger.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason now... Oh, well, no. I tend to go to New York on my own.
When are you going there?
Every couple of years or so, generally. But now that Trump is involved, I won't be going for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait for him to clear off. So, no, I don't do summer holidays. Don't know why.
I've always...
If anybody wants to take me, they can.
Do you not...
Just put it out there.
Would you not fancy going on a holiday with the dogs somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to get them there, though, haven't I? And I don't drive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where would the dogs want to go? Barking. Never mind, okay. I quite like holidays. I've done them for years, but it's always camping holidays with the kids, you know what I mean?
The dogs would like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely, camping. But then in recent years, I got my hands on a caravan, and that's the next level in camping. It's like, oh, hang on a minute, I can sit on something. But now the kids are so old, they don't want to come camping with Dad.
Yeah.
But I've got a caravan. Maybe we could all go camping.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
A podcast camping weekend.
Yeah.
Are we up for it? And record it?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Be chaos.
Hey, we'll video it as well.
No. We won't be allowed to show it on the air, would we?
No.
Jordan actually said to me a couple of months ago, Andrew, when who's your new helper? She's called Debbie.
Debbie.
And when, who is it who's left? She's buggered off. She's had enough of you.
Vicky,
of course, yeah. And when Vicky went and you were looking into getting your new helper, and I just happened to say to Jordan, Andrew, I asked him, I said, "How much does this helper job pay?" And he said, "Why are you interested?" And then we decided it was probably not a good idea that I became your helper. Can you imagine?
Well, it's only going to end one way, isn't it?
Jail.
Jail.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
I need to tell you.
Go on.
Hang on. Oh, where's it gone? You know, I was saying I was in London the other week.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, Andrew, you'd like this. One of the things that I really love when we go around London, especially with Charlotte, because she likes the music, or any of the kids, are the buskers on the streets.
I love that.
Yeah. You walk around, you can hear a bit of music, and you stand in Leicester Square, and everybody sits around eating a burger or having a drink, you know, the can of Coke or whatever, and there's a busker in the middle of the street, and there's some wonderful talent you get to see down there.
Mm.
Anyway, when I was down there, there were no buskers in Leicester Square. I'm like, where's the buskers? So I Googled it, and this is the bit you'll find ironic, Andrew. Global Media, what's the name? Your favourite?
They own Capital Radio and Heart. And
yeah,
things like
which
that.
Is in Leicester Square.
Yeah.
So Amanda Holden, who we're aiming to meet with, etc.
Yes.
Their radio station have put complaints in to the local judge, and buskers have now been banned from playing in the street outside their studios.
What?
Wait a minute. So you're blaming Amanda for this?
Well, A, that's one thing you need to think about. But just think about this for 1 minute, the irony.
Mm.
Musicians create music on the street outside a radio station have now been banned. And what keeps those people at a job? I'm so angry about
it. What is wrong with them? Why would they do that?
I know, it's stupid.
So we need to take that all with someone. I am so cross.
Leave it with me.
But they play music. And it's like, well, where does that music come from?
What about all the tourists who love to watch it and see it and watch the entertainment?
And have a coffee while they're watching it.
But in the radio station, they've come up with a... I Googled it and they basically said it's a noise abatement thing. They're trying to work. You're rid of soundproof recording studio.
Exactly.
And they're trying to work. All they do is... Well, I don't actually know this.
And honestly, why put your building there?
Yeah.
I remember when they moved into the building there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, there's a lot of noise around there.
Yeah.
When I used to work there, there were these, like, movie premieres that were always going
always
on outside.
Yeah.
So that was always happening. Yeah. So why all of a sudden now do they want to get rid of the noise?
No, I don't know.
But do you not think it's ironic and annoying that that it's about music?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're a radio station.
Idiots.
And the thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, the people that are in the studio are unaffected by it. It's when it's the ones that are sat in the office probably doing the admin.
But the important people are the people who bring the money in.
Yeah.
Not the radio presenters.
No.
How annoying is that? So that's my rant. Andrew, who do we write to?
Leave it with me. I know them all. Leave it with me.
Well, yeah, get in touch. I want a comment. I'd like to have a statement from them. What do you say, John?
Yeah. I want to know why they're making such a fuss over nothing.
It's anyway, so don't go to Leicester Square now. There is no entertainment.
I won't bother.
They would have you anyway, mate.
No. Should we do show and tell?
Aye.
Oh, hang on.
Show and tell, what is it? Hey. Jordan, I need you to go first on this one.
All right.
If that's all right.
That sounds ominous.
Right. I've got here in my hand.
Uh-huh. Have you?
A pint pot.
Right.
Yeah. A proper pint pot. And the...
As opposed to what?
A pretend pint pot.
Yeah. As opposed to...
A tippy top. What's tippy tippy? What are they called?
Tommy tipping in.
John's got a Tommy tippy in his hand.
No, just a pint pot.
Okay.
But what's significant about this is at one time, this was... Bar wine, it was the only thing that they served drinks in. You know, whether you had a lemonade or an orange or anything.
Who, where, what? I don't understand. When? Are we going back to like the 18th century or something?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, is it one of your antiques?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know you collected antiques.
Oh, I collect some old.
Right.
My dad's got one of them at his house.
Right.
She's called Marie.
You're in trouble now.
I hope you're not listening, because I know you do.
You're dead now. Brilliant. So how much did that cost you? Where did you buy it?
I bought it at Pear Mill.
Oh, you've mentioned this before. You have a mooch around some of these
Stockport places, yeah.
Don't
oh,
you? I know that place. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So is it worth a fortune?
I've Googled it.
Right.
And they're about, you can get them for about 15 quid, so it's not right. not much.
How
so
much did you pay for it? Oh, for about 15 quid, is that what you paid for it?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Will it increase in value, do you think?
No. No. It's only a pipe pot.
So out of the antiques that you have been buying, the kind of things you do buy, what's the most expensive thing you've got?
Probably one of my Tovey jugs.
Right.
And I need a Royal Dalton Tovey jug.
That sounds expensive.
Where do you keep all this stuff?
Just in my bedroom, in a box.
In a box.
And my mum says,
with your teddy.
Mum says, why do you need all this shit? I said, it's not shit, it's antiques.
That's two beeps you got.
Yeah,
right
I know,
now.
I know.
You just make it work for you, like it. Do you want to see mine?
Yes, please.
Go on. The reason why I wanted to hold you off and let you go first, I thought this might involve a little bit more time. Now, Andrew, I'm holding in my hand there.
Oh, have you got it?
Now,
oh, right, yeah.
You may have seen these advertised on TeamView, and they are AI-driven earpieces that translate.
No way.
Yes way. So, for the benefit of the tape, right, I won't give you these earpieces. I can connect it to my phone to demonstrate what they're doing.
Right.
So just so that we can hear what's going on, I'm now going to open the app. I'm connected to the earpieces. And typically what you do, George, you put the earpieces on, hold your phone out, you speak, and then the earpiece will translate for you. So can you speak any languages, Andrew?
No, unfortunately not.
Right, let me just put this on speaker.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? That's it.
All right, okay, so...
All right, yeah, let's see if that works.
Hang on. I'm going to change it. I'm going to go into the menu. It does 100-odd different languages, yeah? So I've chosen French, of course. And, Jordan, I'm going to put it on speaker mode. And then I want you to say...
What I've just said.
What you said. Ready? Go.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Okay.
What you said, ready, go, voulez-vous coucher avec?
Oh, I didn't understand you.
Would have been a gift from Saturday.
Not.
What?
Hang on. So I'm going to change it to the Spanish, because I know the Spanish was one that actually worked a lot easier for me. Give me 1 second. You get the gist, though.
Yeah. How much was it?
Hang on. It was 10 quid. Here we go. Okay, so now I'm speaking to it, and it's going to translate for us. Are you ready?
Hmm.
Did you hear that?
No.
No.
Oh, I've not put on speaker. Hang on, let me put on speaker. So now here we go. I'm going to try again. Jordan, hello. Good morning. How are you today?
Así que ahora aquí vamos. Voy a intentarlo de nuevo.
Right.
So, Jordan, would you like me to tell you a joke in Spanish?
Yes, please.
Entonces, Jordan, ¿quieres que te cuente un chiste en español?
What?
How good's that?
¿Qué tan bueno es eso?
So, right. There you go. Any other languages you want to try out?
No.
No? Andrew, any questions?
We're not quite at Star Trek level, are we, with it?
No.
Do you remember Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I know of it, but I've never watched it.
They had a thing called Babel Fish, and you used to put it in your ear, fish in your ear, and it translates it for you.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. 10 quid, TeamU.
Conozco, pero nunca lo he oído.
There you go.
Sorry.
Una cosa llamada pez de Babel y solían ponértelo en la oreja.
Jordan is a numpty.
Jordan es un tonto.
That's my show and tell.
Right, scores on the doors for episode 72. Kevin is running away with the lead, 23 points to 19.
Yes, Queen.
What?
Sorry?
What?
I don't know why. No, the
pronunciation is... The pronunciation is... Yas, Queen!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow! Look at you two! Down with the kids.
Yeah.
Is that what they say? I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you ready then?
Yeah, you always. Go first.
Always. Hold it, me. Here we go. Anyway, so a man walked into the library and he asked for fish and chips, Jordan. Mm. And the lady said, you know, this is the library. So he said, okay, can I have some fish and chip then, please?
Why is that one made me laugh so much? Oh dear, there we go.
Because he's stupid.
Yeah, I like that.
Come on, John.
Hang on, bear with me. A man walks into a chip shop.
Okay.
He says, give me some fish and chips before the trouble starts. The bloke behind the counter goes, what trouble? The bloke goes, I've got no money.
Can I just have the point and can we say goodnight?
Yeah.
24 to 19. Wow. Sorry,
John. I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered.
Oh, you're not bothered, are you?
Well, you're not bothered.
Well, it's only the game show, isn't it?
Yeah, only. Right, are we going?
Yeah.
Are you done?
Bye.
Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.